You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friday, March 3rd marks World Hearing Day, and one celebration is the Listen Up Conference, where the CEO of Able, Dan Buckingham, will be speaking. Today, 95BFM digital sub-editor Stella Huggins speaks to communications intern at Able, Gabriella Evans, who is deaf and a caption user, about her experience with accessing media and the importance of nothing about us without us, a mantra used to communicate the idea that no policy should be decided by any representative without the full indirect participation of members of the groups affected by said policy. Here they are now.
What Able is we are an organisation that provides access to deaf and blind dual low vision people in the form of audio descriptions and captions.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your journey with deafness? Do you remember getting your cochlear implants, and what was that like for you?
So I was born deaf, but I wasn't diagnosed until I was 2 years old. And then I used a hearing aid throughout my life until I was about 18 when I got my cochlear implants, and that was in 2016.
So you are bilingual. Can you tell us about learning New Zealand Sign Language?
I didn't, like, grow up signing or anything. Well, originally when I was a really small child, I did sign, but that was sort of, it was through a method called Makaton/the Johansen method, and that was more of like a pathway or a bridge to eventually speaking. But that was what was decided for me at the time, and then once I went into school, I basically forgot all the sign language I even had. And so that went on for about 10 years, and then when I was 14, I moved up to Auckland to attend Kelson Deaf Education Centre, which is now called Takureo. Because I was boarding there as well, a lot of the deaf staff at the boarding school were deaf and used NZSL, so I learned from them and other students. So it was a full immersion environment.
So how has your own experience influenced your understanding of the importance of accessibility in life in general?
So I can speak to that a little bit about sort of captions and my experience at KDEC. So growing up, you know, I was a 2000s kid. So especially 2000s kid in rural New Zealand where it was dial-up, okay? So we really did not have access to Google. We knew it was a thing, but we didn't really use it to look up and know things. So the only real kind of access to TV or knowing even what was going on TV was the TV guide. And unfortunately, the TV guide at the time basically had nothing about how to access teletext, which was how people accessed captions back in the day. And it was not until I went to KDEC that I discovered how to use captions and even turn on teletext, because it was through the deaf adults working there and the other deaf students sort of passing on that knowledge, like being really eager to go, this is how you do it. You know, you just pick up the remote, punch in this code, and it would come on the TV, and it was like, wow, I did not know this. And so something that small actually changed a lot of things for me.
So on that note, the Listen Up conference is happening on World Hearing Day, and it's an incentive for organisations to really look at how they're thinking about diversity and inclusion. How can more workplaces become inclusive of the deaf culture and employees?
So first things I would say is if you have a deaf employee or a client or someone you're working with regularly, they might have already come to you and sort of said, hey, this is what works for me, and, you know, explained their situation. But I would always say, you know, just be open to, like, having basically like an open door policy, I guess, just to say, you know, come and talk to me anytime if there's something that is not going quite right for you, or if you would like this to be changed. You know, basically just make it known that you're willing to work with them.
And so what advice would you give to listeners or our audience in general about how to interact with people who are deaf or hard of hearing?
If it's not like a regular kind of environment like the workplace, Say if you just had a deaf customer come into your store, this will not be that person's first kind of dance in that. And let them take the lead. Like if they show, you know, what they want on their notes app on their phone, or if they ask for pen and paper, let them take the lead because they will have experienced it many times. This might be your first time, but for them it will be their one of many times, so they'll be well versed in how to do it.
How would you see the conversation about accessible media evolving in the future, or what do you think progress might look like in this area?
So at Able, our vision is for Aotearoa to be a place where everyone has equal access to media, whether that be the deaf or blind and low vision communities, because having access to media is really important, even just to know what's going on around you, and that one media is one of many ways.
That was Gabriella Evans, a communications intern at Able who is deaf, speaking with 95BFM's digital sub-editor Stella Huggins about Able captioning for deaf people. There will also be a full transcript of this interview for accessibility later, so please do keep an eye on the website for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.